Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guest this week, Kathy German from Syracuse, New York. She's with New Hope Family Services, and she's taking the pro-life message to the streets. Yeah, this is kind of a cool story here, this new mobile ultrasound unit. What is it, Kathy, and what will it do?
So it's kind of just like its name says. It's a van that's equipped with an ultrasound machine and then space to comfortably offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, counseling. It's really a way for us to reach abortion vulnerable women right where they are, like right where they live and work. And it's going to allow us to take our services right to the women who need us the most. And this unit is being built on a Ford E450 chassis. And these are like state-of-the-art vehicles. It has Wi-Fi, multiple seats for counseling, a 360-degree security monitoring, restroom for pregnancy tests, storage, a generator, and then the ultrasound images are displayed on a 42-inch TV.
Wow. So is this not your typical family minivan we're talking about
right
here?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So this mobile unit is going to be operational, we understand, later this year?
Yep. We signed our purchase agreement in December of 2020 with Save the Storks, and so now our unit is in the building process, and they estimate that we'll have it here in Syracuse and fully operational by November of 2021, mm-hmm. barring any delays, of course, you know, by COVID, like supply chain issues or whatever.
Sure.
So, it's happening fast.
Yeah, and where will it go?
Well, we're still working out all of the logistics and parking permits, and there's a lot of legal things that we have to do research on, but we'd really like to be able to park it like near our local Planned Parenthood facility, hopefully on a weekly basis. We want to be able to park near college campuses, maybe near the community health center, local like city festivals here, church parking lots, Destiny USA. Mm-hmm. Basically, you know, we're willing to go anywhere we can get permission to park and offer our services to the women who need us.
Yeah. And it's so cool to have this service and to be able to go wherever you feel the need is. And I found this statistic interesting that 4 out of 5 women who board this bus end up keeping their baby. Share with us, Kathy, why you think that happens.
So in our center, we have an actual ultrasound unit. So we've been doing ultrasounds here at our center for years. And we've been able to see so many lives transformed and babies saved as a result of that. And so this past year, we received a grant for a new ultrasound machine that's, you know, an upgraded new technology, and it has a Doppler capability so that we're able to hear the baby's heartbeat. And you know, there's just no denying life when you hear that heartbeat for the first time. And it's a universal sound that transcends language barriers. And we see a lot of refugee clients here in our center that, you know, may not speak English. But when they hear that heartbeat, they know that it's their baby. And so I think, you know, the mom starts to bond immediately when she sees that baby on the screen. And, you know, you see that child, and seeing is believing, and you realize that, you know, you're carrying a life, and it's not just a blob or a clump of cells like society wants to tell us. So it's really neat to be, you know, in the room and to be able to see that, and to see that bond and that love for that child just already start to develop right away.
Yeah, man, I would love to see a mother's face when they see that image, hear those sounds for the first time. Yeah, you get to see it all the time. Good for you. Now, besides saving lives, and which is reason enough, but what else do you hope this venture accomplishes there in Syracuse?
So, of course, our first goal is to provide women with alternatives to abortion and empower them to choose life. But we also want to save souls. We want to reach these women with the love of Christ. We want them to experience the hope and freedom that's found in a relationship with Jesus. But we also want to be a resource for our community. We have so many services to offer these moms at our pregnancy center as well. And we want them to know that we're not just there for them, you know, to save the baby and then we kind of just, you know, forget about them. We're here for these women throughout their parenting journey. And we offer newborn classes. We offer a MOPS group, which is a mom support group, ongoing parenting education, miscarriage and infant loss counseling. And we also have post-abortion counseling. And then these women can also come into our center and get free baby items from our care corner. So we're here for them throughout. So we don't, you know, we don't want them to just think that we're just there to save the baby and then, you know, we forget about them because we're here for them.
Syracuse, New York, this week's Hometown Hero. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.